Unit 4. Discovering the American Heart. This morning, I got a sudden call from Oliver and Sarah. I was out late with my friends last night, so I was still fast asleep. Oliver shouted over the phone, "Rika, you can't waste such a fine weekend like this. Get out of bed, and let's go see the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island by ferry." The three of us took the subway to Battery Park at the southern tip of Manhattan. People were waiting for ferries, listening to the seagulls squawking in the sky. I hate boat rides, but this one was an exception. From the rear deck of the ferry, we could feel the Atlantic breeze and see the skyscrapers in Lower Manhattan gradually fading away from our sight. Oliver was right. We can enjoy this only on such a clear morning. When we finally lost sight of Manhattan, the gigantic Statue of Liberty, with her overwhelming dignity, appeared before our eyes. I was wondering why we are still attracted to the statue. Why does it remain the symbol of America? It has been more than 100 years since it was presented by the people of France to the United States. I think I found the answer on Ellis Island, which we visited next. According to the brochure, the Immigration Museum on Ellis Island used to be the center for immigration processing from the late 19th to the early 20th century. More than 12 million immigrants were drawn here from various parts of the world. The inspection of such immigrants before their entry into the mainland began in 1892 and continued through 1954. Sarah said, "About one in three Americans has an ancestor coming through here. My ancestors came from Scotland, Poland, and Italy. I heard they had a hard time sailing to America. The Statue of Liberty always welcomed such people, looking for hope and new dreams, with infinite warmness and generosity." On the Wall of Honor, outside the main building, you can see the names of the immigrants etched into steel plates. Sarah said she would be so excited if she found her family named Kotarski on one of them.